ודרי בני תור ארבע צמחה
צמחה
ויהודה יהושע ורבקה איתה ברנדה ויהודה ברנדה.
We are בחסדי השם, ממש בחסדי השם, עם תורה למד זין 37 פארט דלת. We spoke once about the charity of Eretz Israel, to have that merit to support the real Talmidei Chachamim of Eretz Israel. Just that you will know all of that concept of Eretz Israel is both sides. So all of that concept of Eretz Israel, the word Eretz coming from the word will, Eretze, I'm going to want, means the holy desire to Hashem Yitbarach, you receive it in Eretz Israel or from Eretz Israel. If you connect yourself, you are connected to Eretz Israel, you have a desire for Hashem Yitbarach. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu had that wild desire to come to Eretz Israel, because he saw that only in Eretz Israel he can achieve his perfection. What was the Moshe Rabbeinu's perfection? To want Hashem. He died in Ra'avah de Ra'avin, will of all will. That was his perfection, to want Hashem no matter what. To ask, he was so anxious to come to Eretz Israel. He said to Bor Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, even as a bird, even just I'm going to fly in Eretz Israel, something, whatever, just let me be there to achieve those Dalet Amot in Eretz Israel, just to breathe the air of Eretz Israel. This is that desire, you can reach it only here in Eretz Israel. And also only the real, and I'm saying again, the real tzaddikim have it, to hand it to you in Eretz Israel. You cannot take it alone. You can live in Eretz Israel for years, for generations, and to be so arrogant about it and not to feel nothing, and not to enjoy that pleasant of Eretz Israel at all. Until the righteous man likes you, until the tzaddik likes you, and he said that you're worthy, and he hand it to you, he give it to you. And when he gives it to you, then you start feel taste in the limud, you start feel. This is why it's so important to come to the tzaddik, to come to him again and again and again, and to come and to try to talk to him. Because what that you can achieve by that, nothing can compare to that. Nothing, nothing in a lifetime. The Gemara is testifying that a person can learn Gemara all of his life and to stay in Am Haaretz if he doesn't have Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. What means Shimush Talmidei Chachamim? That you've been, you spend time with a Chacham, with a real righteous man, that you spend time with him. You saw how he acts when he's tired, you saw how he acts when he's hungry, you saw how he acts when he needs to, when he's rebuked. You learn things that are not written in no books. So for that, if really a person have a little bit of that, he's going to spend all of his life on that, to see ways how I'm going to connect myself to a real righteous man. And I'm saying it again, like I said it before, to a real righteous man. And a real righteous man is something that is so precious, it's so valuable, something that without prayers, you cannot find. And we're going to ask ourselves, how can it be? Rabbi Nathan is screaming on that, even that he found Rabbeinu, and he knew that Rabbeinu was Tzadik HaEmet, his righteous man of truth, the real one of that generation. And he's still screaming in the Kutet Filot, prayers, even after that Rabbeinu passed away, and during the time that Rabbeinu was with him, and it can be that in the day that he met Rabbeinu, he was praying on that. So why? Because it's like that you have a food, you have something to eat, and you know that it's yours, you bought it, you gave Masrot, Trumot, everything, it's not Shnat Shemitah, everything is kosher, but you cannot eat it, you cannot enjoy it until you're going to pray on it, you're going to say the Bracha. It's not yours. Means even if you have the Tzaddik in front of your eyes, now he's in front of you, you can just hold him, if you're not going to pray on it, it will never going to enter into your soul. You will never going to be able to digest, to perceive it, to take it inside, that it's going to become to be you. And this is the same nature of Eretz Israel. The Tzaddik and Eretz Israel are the same thing, because they're so humble, so they have that power of gravity. They're pulling people to them. And if you've done something wrong, so the righteous man and also Eretz Israel is rejecting you, puking you. So if you see that you suddenly have thoughts, bad thoughts about Tzaddikim and on Eretz Israel, you need to immediately run to the field and do tshuva. Because they're pushing you out now. This is the time that you need to start worrying. Suddenly you have an amazing solution. What are you going to do with your parnasa? Now you found it. This is it. You have an amazing deal. This is the way that they're rejecting you with a smile. Because you don't have the merit to stay. And in what it depends, the merit? In your will. You lost your will. So midah kenegen midah, they're going to give you a will to something else from heaven. You're suddenly going to rather to eat ice cream instead of coming to a Rav's class. And you're going to want that ice cream so bad that you're going to feel that it's your truth now. You're going to feel that this is my truth. I need those hours of sleep. I have to have them. I have to sleep. No, really, I'm checking inside and I see that I have to sleep. But if you lost your connection to the Tzaddik, to the Torah, to the Kedusha, to Eretz Israel, you have to bring Parnasa. Oh, really, it's true. You have to find Parnasa. But Eretz Israel is not in the picture. Something is very wrong. Something is very wrong. And I know. I'm apologizing. I know that it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people to hear rebuke. I know. But את אשר יואב השם יוכיח, but Hashem, the ones that he loves, he rebukes them, because he loves them, and he doesn't want them to be far. When Moshiach gonna come, he's gonna come to Eretz Israel, and he's gonna fix everything in Eretz Israel. And only when he's gonna finish fixing everything in Eretz Israel, then he's gonna go to take care of the rest of Am Israel that are in the exile. So, alright, you will go there, he will gonna come and find everyone, and even the ones that mamash lost and found couldn't track, he's gonna find them. But it's gonna be after Beit HaMikdash already been rebuilt, that Am Israel and Eretz Israel are already received wings and they're flying in the air like angels. This is what it's written in the Midrash, if you remember. We lost one student because of that Midrash. After I gave that class, one student received wings. He got wings. He fly out from the yeshiva.
Do bat wings.
What can we do? We lost one. We gained 1,000. What can we do? It's not our fault that that midrash been written. That when they're gonna come, the Israeli friends, brothers of us, gonna come from abroad to Eretz Israel. They're gonna see all of the brothers flying in the air, climbing, flying to heaven, learning Torah in heaven and coming back to Eretz Israel to live. So they're going to ask, alright, what's going on with our wings? So they're going to tell them, like that you chose, it's midah keneged midah. In this world you chose to take care of your body, and you didn't choose to take care of your souls. So you cannot climb to heaven while you're still alive, so you cannot receive those wings. And they chose to live in Eretz Israel in Sirut Nefesh, to learn Torah, to sacrifice themselves, and they canceled their physicality, their body. They were focusing on their souls, so they can do it. And the only way that they're going to be able to learn Torah from heaven, if the ones that are going to be able to fly and to come back, are going to tell them, this is it. They're going to have the merit to be mafit, to give classes also in days of Mashiach. You're going to hear Torah in heaven. So, it's only a rebuke if you don't want to accept it. This is why it's a rebuke. Because you have a problem to accept it, that you're wrong. This is why you feel sorrow from that rebuke. The sorrow, it's only because of lack of doubt, lack of understanding. But really, Hashem just wants to give you the land. He wants to give us the land. If we all going to come to Eretz Israel, if all of our families, all of our friends are going to come to Eretz Israel, to live in Eretz Israel, it's the end of the story. So we had Aliyah Rishona. We had Aliyah Shniyah, Aliyah Shlishit. Now we need to have a spiritual Aliyah, Aliyah Ruchanit. This is the last Aliyah. We need to have Aliyah Ruchanit. This is it. We need to have spiritual Aliyah. To make spiritual Aliyah, that people are going to come to Eretz Israel for Hashem. They came for a lot of reasons in the first Aliyah, in the second Aliyah, in the third Aliyah. They ran away from the Nazis. Wonderful. A lot of good reasons to come to Eretz Israel. It's very good. If you're going to stay with the Nazis or going to run to Eretz Israel, it's better to come to Eretz Israel. No doubt. You made the right choice. It's not perfect. Perfect is that you throw away all of your filth, all of the waste, all of your nonsense, all of your hobbies, all of your baseball bats, all of your imaginations, and you come to Eretz Israel. You throw all of the garbage. This is it. You get rid of the scars of the exile. All of the nonsense, all of the football, all of the music, all of the shtuyot, kishkushim, the rock bands, and your hobbies, and your golf courts, and all of the imagination. And you come back to Eretz Israel. And you come to become to be a Jew. This is it. I want to live like a Jew in Eretz Israel. So, what it takes? What it means? What I should do? I should work a little bit. So I'm going to work. So what? Now, over there, you're not working. You're not suffering. When you lost your child, when your child is getting married with a non-Jew, with Nuchas Shalom, then you're happy with it. You can live. This is, you call it life. It's life. It's not life at all. It's not life at all. Here, we're together. Here, we are together. We have our issues. We're fighting. We're arguing. We have our issues. But it's us. And everyone that is coming brings his spark, brings his soul. So he brings his illumination, his light. If you really you desire for peace, so come. You have something good. You're a wise person. You're a sensitive person. You're an intelligent person. You're a pleasant, polite person. Amazing, amazing, wonderful. Bring it. Let us enjoy from your qualities, from your talents, from your abilities. Adraba. You have it. You're right. You agree. We agree. You're better than all of us, so come to help us. We need your help. We need your help. We need a hand. This is the truth. You have huge Talmidei Chachamim. Come teach Torah in Eretz Israel. Come teach us Torah. You know how to work things. You know how to do to develop things. You know how to make things. You're amazing. We know. This is why we want you here. We want your help. We need your help. And this is something that only me, I can talk to myself forever. Almost all of my family is in Eretz Israel. I have an aunt in Canada I don't know if she remembers that I exist at all. I have another aunt in San Francisco that she probably remembers. But it doesn't bring her over. But what can I do? What can I do? Cannot do nothing. Can sit and cry to Hashem Yitbarach. This is what that I'm doing. If you would know, in the eve of Shabbos, I said, my wife, she asked me about our friend Eliyahu. She asked me, why are you not inviting them to Shabbos? I started to cry in the eve of Shabbos. I sat and I cried. For over 40 minutes, I sat and I cried. I couldn't accept Shabbos. Now I'm with tears in my eyes. Now I'm about to cry. A brother of us, the person that came, that made Aliyah, a family, are here already with a baby, and they're not holding on. Now they're going to go to look for a job or something like that. How we can let it happen? Because you put your finger on Eliyahu and you have a list of 20 more. And all of the rest of our friends that are already there, that are stuck over there, at least Eliyahu, he loves us, he wants to come back, How we can let people drown? How we can let people go? How? I went immediately in Motzei Shabbat. I made 6 hours in Bodidutin. It's Yonah Rabevich. I wasn't mentioning my name once. I wasn't praying on myself a word. 6 hours. Started at 8 in the car. Drove to Rav Levovich. At 2:16, I went back into the car, dead tired. I slept twice in the way. I stopped the car twice on the side to sleep for an hour. Came back home almost at 4. Broken to pieces. If he's not your brother, if he's not part of your soul, if you let him go, so how we can let someone go? How we can let a brother of us to go? I'm sorry, I don't know. For me, it's not exist. For me, it's not happening. It's not. I'm ready to do whatever. I don't have what to do. I'm going to scream forever. What can I do? You know how your families are suffering. You know that they don't have no solution. You don't know that they don't have nothing. You see yourself here, Mamash, every one of you is a refugee. Don't forget it. It's honesty. It's point of truth. You've been redeemed, you've been saved, you don't know what's going on, you forgot already so fast, you forgot already so fast. So fast you forgot what's going on over there. That everyone are under a risk of life. They're not important, no one counts them. They have money, so someone is listening to them. Right? So they have money, now they have money. I'm sorry to compare, but have to. And if you don't like it, you don't have to. You can cancel your subscribe, the fact you've been subscribed. You don't have to stay with us. You can go if you don't like it. In Germany, 1 hour before of the Holocaust, it was heaven for the Jews. It looks like heaven. It looked like heaven. You have halacha, Edom, Esav, Sonel, Yaakov, Esav hates you. He hates you, no matter what. How nice he's going to look, how polite he's going to look, how everything going to seem so beautiful. He hates you in his blood. He hates you. He sees you, he wants to kill you, to eat you alive. He cannot stand you. It's halacha. It's the only halacha that they keep. Except of the souls of the Gerim. That they have souls of Jews in a non-Jew body. And he's stuck and he doesn't know what to do with himself. Because he's got a crazy love to Am Yisrael. And his body is fighting. So he's in a war. But except of those souls of the Gerim that finally making that Giyur. Except of them, Esav, Sonele Yaakov. Esav, he hates Yaakov. He hates Yaakov. He wants to kill him. You forget what happened in the time of the Holocaust. Over 2,000 aeroplanes of United States were flying above Germany, Poland, and Russia, and saw the camps. Over 800 aeroplanes with bombings, aeroplanes were flying above the train
tracks
that were taking thousands. Between 12 and 24,000 Jews been murdered every day in Auschwitz. Every day, between 12 and 24,000 Jews been murdered in Auschwitz. More than 800 bombers, United States bombers, were flying, and they were bombing places 8 kilometers from the tracks. And they said that they're not, and they said that they don't know, and they can say whatever.
They knew.
They knew everything. And the specialists of them, of the Nazis, they took them and they investigated them and they learned lesson and they took that lesson and put it into the US government. Today they have the secret agency, all based on the information that they learned from the Nazis. That they took from the Nazis. Don't want to think that it's real. You don't want to. You'd better, you'd rather to deny, to think that it's all nice. But it's not. And in one day they can confiscate all of Jewish property, close all of the bank accounts, and they're going to ask for help if they can come with their underpants back to Eretz Israel, like that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said. And if you think that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz was wrong, so let's see, let's wait. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz is the only righteous man that is sacrificing himself until today. He's suffering. Until today in heaven he's suffering. He prevented Mashiach to come several times, and he's still doing it today. And he's still doing it today. He is stopping Mashiach with his hands. He's fighting, and he doesn't let HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Mashiach, because he knows that when Mashiach is going to come, the borders are closed. This is it. Not accepting Gerim and Baalei Teshuva anymore. But he likes your family. He likes your friends. So he's not letting that process to start. Of Mashiach, of redemption, of Geula. Doesn't want to hear about Geula. They came to him, Rav Mandel, Rav David Chaim Stern, Chacham Avraham Chai, in the war in the Gulf. They came to his house, they knocked on the door, they entered to his house. Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovitz asked, Rav Aaron, his helper, have they been in the Holocaust? Did Rav Mandel was in the Holocaust? The answer was no. Rav Stern was in the Holocaust? The answer was no. Rav Chacham Avraham Chai was in the Holocaust? The answer was no. So Rav Yehuda Zev asked. So how they dare to come to ask me to accept Mashiach? You want another Holocaust to come? He was there. He lost his father, he lost his mother, he lost his brothers, he lost his fiance. He lost everything he had. And he survived, and he sacrificed himself. All of the sufferings for Am Yisrael he accepted. So he can say, so he's got that zchut to say, to open his mouth and say, no, we don't want Mashiach. We don't want no Geula, until the last one going to come to Eretz Yisrael. The one that doesn't remember that he's a Jew. We're not giving up on him. We want him in. And until he is coming, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going. I don't want to be saved.
I rather to stay with my yetzer hara, with my bad thoughts, with my irurim, with no parnasa, with no money, with no shiduch, with no children. I rather that. I rather everything. And not to leave one Jew in the exile, to stay alone over there between the predators. Between 70 wolves, one sheep, one white sheep between 70 wolves. This is what you have. United States is a wolf. France is a wolf. Germany is a wolf. Belgium is a wolf. Switzerland is a wolf. Daesh is a wolf. Egypt, Jordan, Syria, India, Thailand, Brazil, all of that. Wolf, another wolf, another wolf, another... Wolves in disguise. It's a blonde wolf, it's a black, brunette wolf, whatever. Wolves, predators, they're thirsty for the blood of a Jew, and you cannot change it. You cannot change it. And if you want to argue, you're arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not arguing with me, you're arguing with Borei Olam. With the one that calls Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai. Because when we received the Torah in Mount Sinai, Sinai Yarda La'olam, hatred came down to the world. To the nations, they hate us, they cannot stand the fact. Why you received the Torah? You're right, we don't know also. But we're ready to open it. We also cannot tell that we're better than no one. I know it for sure, I'm not better than no one. I have friends that are non-Jews that I know that they are better than me. I see it in their eyes, in their kindness, in their politeness, how nice they are, how sweet they are, how good they are. You can see, good people. Can you say that you're better? No, but you have a job. You learned it, you received it, you received, you inherited that wisdom from your forefathers, from your ancestors. You have it, you've been programmed to that. So what? Now no one can do it except of you. Can someone be the light to the nations? Can someone be the light to the nations except of us? Who can do that? No one. No one has the light. But we do. So what? Now we're going to deny also that we don't have it? We do. The light is coming out from Zion. Ki mitzion tetzeh Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And words of Hashem from Jerusalem. You can ignore it. You can say it's not true. You can say it's not real. What are you going to say? And for what? Why do? You can give it to people. You don't need to be arrogant because you have it. You have it. So be humble and hand it. And hand it to everyone that wants. Hey, call tzameh lechu lemaim. Everyone that is thirsty goes to the water, comes to the water. You have springs here, you have water here in amounts that we... How many books we alone, us, how many books we could write until today if we wouldn't be so lazy? How many books we could write from those conversations? How many books we could have write until today? How many? Book on Shalom Bayit, book on faith, book on confidence, book on children, book on distribution. We can write thousands of books. From this side, we can make tales, mashalim, stories to children. What's the problem? How many movies we can make? How many shows, theaters, whatever we want, CDs, music. If we're going to cooperate, if we're going to hold hands, we can do things. I'm not rebuking, because I know I'm not worthy to rebuke. I'm sucks. I'm not worthy to rebuke. I know myself. I'm horrible. I know me. I'm the biggest jerk I ever met in my life. But Hashem gave me a heart. And with that heart I cannot sleep at night. And with that heart I cannot eat my meals. I cannot. I cannot play with my children, I cannot be with my wife, I cannot go for a walk, for jogging, I cannot go training, I cannot do nothing. I don't have that. I don't have. I have a heart. You have a heart. You cannot. Everyone needs to focus on something. One can focus. Every cult chose a certain thing to focus on. One chose the wisdom, one chose the prayer, one chose the sensitivity, one chose... What the body? Everyone gonna go for what that he got. Last Shabbos, during Shabbos, what can I tell you? My wife, she bought a book of recipes, matkonim. She opened the book and she told me, "You see that funny woman that writes all of those amazing recipes? She and her husband for 4 years they're waiting to have children.
she couldn't complete the sentence. I was already in the bathroom. She thought I went to the toilet. I closed the door. I sat on the floor, started to cry. During Shabbos, I sat on the floor. I was crying. How can it be a woman that tries to be so good, to make people happy, writing recipes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making books for people, trying to be so happy, to be so nice. And she and her husband for 4 years are waiting to have children. Immediately, I started to cry. I started to cry. What can I do? What can I do? I took advantage of those tears and mentioned all of the rest of the friends that I have in this class, the rest of my friends that don't have children. I pray also on them. Sorry to mention your names in the bathroom, but it was Tzav HaShah. Hashem wanted the prayer to come from there. I was wearing my Shabbos clothes, don't worry. The only thing that is connecting all of the tzaddikim is one point, that calls Ahavat Yisrael, love to Am Yisrael. This is it. Now there is one that is a learner, there is one that is a Baal Tefillah, master of prayer, there is one that he is mamash, running to save prisoners from prison, and everyone with his abilities. I talked to a friend of mine, he told me I need to do this and that, I'm calling the house of the president, I'm going to do this, and I told him, what are you doing? He said, yes, I'm going to reach the president. Told him, I'm sure you're going to succeed. He asked me why. I told him, because you're so brazen, you're going to do, you're going to go for it, you're going to reach the president, because really he, for him it's simple. So this is his point, he's able to do that. Nisim, he met Obama, he had him the book, he wanted, he gave him the book. You can give the book to Obama. You have that ability? No, Nisim got. So Nisim was the one to do it. He took the book and he went and he met him and he handed him the book. And all of the guards were looking from the sides of the bodyguards of him, and someone came to him and told him, listen, you cannot hand him the book like that. You almost arrested him in the White House. The black Jew been arrested in the White House. Someone else going to hand the book to Oprah Winfrey. Someone else going to put it on the tune of Michael Jackson. I don't know. I have to go to the tune of Bruce in Japan. Whatever, I don't know where he's buried. I have to do a fatzah. I have to go down to the depths where the Jews are. The pearls are in the depths. You want Jews, you want pearls, you need to go down. You need to go to the depths. You need to save them. You cannot go and teach Torah in Beis Midrash. Go, teach, try, go, enter to the Mir, say, I want to give a class. No, I'm going to listen to you. No, I'm going to listen to you. Who are you? Who are you to talk? Who are you to talk? But go to the street, start, open your mouth. You're going to see, you open yeshiva in the Midrash Chof Ben Yehuda. In the middle of New York City, you're going to open yeshiva. You saw Yosef Dan here. Yosef Dan is the biggest distributor mefitz of Rav Shalom in the world. Bigger than Rav Broide, bigger than everyone. Rav Yosef Dan, he changed the world. He himself changed the world. You saw him fighting with himself here to say one sentence in English. He couldn't do it. He doesn't have the language. And he distributed thousands on thousands of books. When everything was closed, he was the first one. He went to Canada. He was standing in intersections in Canada, handing books to people. Doesn't know a Jew, not a Jew. Giving, selling books in cities in Russia. You heard stories from him. Neo-Nazis are running after him in the streets, throwing bottles of vodka on him. And he's running and hiding and sleeping. And he brought Shmuel to Eretz Israel. He brought people. He, with no fear in his eyes, going to Canada, going to Auschwitz, he will go if he needs. He's not afraid. You want to be a tzaddik, you want to achieve something, you have to decide, you have to want. If you don't want it, no one's going to give it to you. No one's going to help you if you're not going to help yourself. No one's going to give you things if you're not going to take them with your own arms, with your hands. You can make it spiritual hands if you want. You can pray on it. No matter what, you're going to choose the way. If you're such a master of prayer, Baal Tefillah, you can go for 3 hours, 5 hours in the field. No problems. No one's going to stop you. But do it. Something you have to do. If not, you're not honest.
you don't fulfill your obligation. You receive something that it's not yours. You receive something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not belongs to you, and you use it, and you enjoy, and no one got no problem with it. Just pass it. Give it also to someone else. You can speak to people that I cannot reach. And they're going to be your students, and they're going to also reach people that you cannot reach. It's not arrogant to be a rabbi, to be something, to be famous. It's a shtuyot. To be famous, if you're going to give me the opportunity to now to go to run to be the Rosh Hamshala, Prime Minister in Eretz Israel, I'm going to go for it. Give me that opportunity. He doesn't know to run the state. I don't know how to run the state. So what's in what is better than me? I'm going to have my advisor also. I'm going to listen to all of the opinions also. And I'm going to do it what they do to me. I'm going to ask Rav Shalom. And I'm going to choose right. Is he better than me? In what?
Is he better liar?
No. No. He's not a better liar than me. No. I can put my talent in everything I need. I can pray on it. Likutei Moharan, you say, yes, I'm with you. Like that it's written in the Zohar, Anitzanim Niru Ba'aretz, Anitzanim Niru Ba'aretz, Ilein Avot HaOlam, the ancestors, the fathers, Et HaZamir Igiya, the time of the Zamir, how do you say Zamir? Zamir. This is his name of that bird?
It's a bird.
Canary. No, Zamir is not a canary.
Kad ata idan lekatzatza chayava min alma, when the time to uproot, to tear out all of the guilty people, the vicious people, the wicked people. Vekol ator nishma dakal adeyanuka deravya delai beoraita. So then the voice of the innocent learners, the babies of Bet Rabban, mizavrichim, the people that learn Torah in Eretz Israel, beams down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezamer Aritzim, Abocher B'Shirei Zimra. When we are singing Shirei Zimra, so with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezamer Aritzim. With those songs that we're singing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cutting, harvesting the vicious people, the wicked people. You're singing and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cutting away all of the wicked people. Like we're saying in Shabbos, that Ksi lo yavin et zot, a stupid person cannot understand it. Bifuach Reshaim kemo Esev, how so many wicked people, so many vicious, bad people are showing themselves. A stupid person will not going to understand that. That they are growing, that Hashem going to cut them. That Hashem going to come and harvest them. That Hashem going to uproot them. This is why they're growing. They're coming out, that Hashem going to take them off. With what? With our songs. Abocher b'shirei zimra, that Hashem choose songs and praises. That we're going to praise Him. This is what does Hashem choose. You want to choose like Hashem? In the elections, they're going to ask you, what do you choose? So, Ani bocher like Hashem. Ani bocher b'shirei zimra. I'm praising Hashem. What can you choose? Ba'alef b'Nisan, in the first day of Nisan, they already been decided who's going to be the prime minister, who's going to be the president, who's going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. They already decided in Aleph b'Nisan. Now in the election, you're going to run. Praise Hashem. It's a time to praise Hashem. Bocher b'shirei zimra. I'm choosing to praise Hashem. It's already been decided. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, תורי זהב, וכתיב, ועשית שניים כרובים זהב. Two golden doves. Why two golden doves? To teach us about the peace. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy from Am Yisrael, so those doves were facing each other. And when there was an argument in Am Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was separating himself from us, Chas Shalom, so to speak, so they were facing back. They were not looking to each other. To teach us how important is the peace. And what is peace? Shalom, the Briti Shalom, it's holiness, it's Kedusha. Rabbi David Chaim Stern blessed me in Birkat Kohanim and he told me, Yasem Lecha Shalom, and then he told me, Shalom ze Beriti Shalom. You cannot reach peace if you're not holy. All of the people that are so fraud and going and chasing after fake peace, and they're claiming to want for peace, they really, after it, they show the real face.
was that righteous man, I don't remember his name, that he saw, they went in Germany before the Holocaust, and he saw a person over there that is playing with his dog in a park, and he kissed that dog. He kissed his dog. A lot of people are doing that. He kissed his dog. So a person that was walking with him, with that rabbi, told him, look how kind they are, and this nation, how kind they are. So he brought him, he told him a verse. The ones that are kissing the calves, the parim, the agalim, after it they were sacrificing human beings. He can be so nice to his dog, but when he sees a Jew, this is it. He loses his mind. He loses all of his rachmanut. They could kill babies. Could. They did. Over 1.5 million babies, children, been slaughtered over there in Germany. Germany is going to be erased from the map, from the globe. It will not going to be exist. Nothing going to be there. Every Jew that is over there is you live in an oven. You live in hell. Yes, you live in hell. You live inside of a place that is about to be in flames. You cannot think that Hashem Yitbarach, this is what the Goyim thinks to themselves. They're saying, where is their God? He's not looking. No one is looking. He abandoned them. He left them. He chosen us now. All of those imaginations. Look how poor they are, how stupid they are, how ugly they are. Look at their nose. I don't know what. And they imagine to themselves, making up stories for themselves, that they're going to sleep well, that they're going to have the ability to go to sleep. But Boreh Olam is looking, and Boreh Olam is counting the tears, and Boreh Olam is counting the drops of blood, and Boreh Olam hears all it. Boreh Olam lives in an eternal world. All of the screamings for Boreh Olam, he hears them now in the present. All of the sorrow, all of the tears, all of the screamings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an eternal scream. It's never stopped. For us, it was 70 years ago because we're stupid, because we're dumb, because we're blocked, because we're sealed, because we're contaminated. We have covers on our heart. Kadosh Baruch Hu, for him, it's all an eternal world. He lives every moment in the present. He hears those screamings. Those babies are screaming now in the gas chambers. Now they're screaming. I bless you all to have a heart. I bless you all to have a heart to feel the sorrow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I'm sorry. You know, I have. It's my time. I have time. Someone called me and told me that he is about to meet a very rich person, and that wants to help us to develop our site and to do things. I told him, wonderful. Tell him, first thing we need tomorrow morning, $5,000. We need it. I have this and that, three projects that are about to come. Tell him, this is first step. This is what that we need. So that person met him and told him that we need $5,000. So that rich person told him, listen, money everyone wants. We need to make a business plan and start to talk to him. So, after it, in the conversation that he told me, disappointed from that meeting, I told him, don't be disappointed. There are people that want to talk. There are people that want to walk. There are people that want to do, and there are people that want to talk about it. So let him keep on talking, and us, you and me, let's keep on working. Let's make it with low budget. Let's start doing this, let's start doing that. And this is the answer. You're not going to wait to a rich person to come and support you. You're not waiting for no one. You do what that you're able to do. And if you want to do more, there is a creator. There is Boreh Olam. You're not coming to ask for money from a person. You're not lifting your eyes to no one. You're not hoping that your salvation is going to come from no one. Not from your shidduch, not from your children. You're just going to be disappointed. I've said there is only one reason to get married. And if not for that reason, so why to get married? To be rebuked. This is it.
If you don't want to be rebuked, so why you want to get married? Why? For what? For your lust and desires? For your fears and anxieties? For what? If you don't want to learn your lesson now for once and for all, and this is it, and to do the complete tshuva, go look for another hobby. Lust and desires, you were never going to find in your house. You will never. Hashem not going to let you. Hashem never going to let you to enjoy or to satisfy yourself in your house. Never. It will never going to happen. Hashem going to rebuke you. So if you're not preparing yourself to that, to be rebuked, to work on yourself, so why to throw yourself to that? Zachu, purify themselves. Shechina b'nehem. Shechina is between them. And Rabbi David Chaim Stern was smiling. He said to me, you know what it means? He said, Chidush Torah, Edvar Torah. He said, you know what it means? Shechina b'nehem. That there is something that is separating them. There is distance between them. He was smiling. This is Shechina b'nehem. They're not glued to each other like two spoons. There is Shechina, there is separate. He learns Torah, she's doing Afrashat Chala, she's lighting the candles, he's doing Tshuva, he's doing it. They have things between them. Not to be wrapped on each other, none of the imaginations of this world. Because if so, there's no peace in that house, because Shalom is a Beriti Shalom. Peace is a holiness. With no holiness, there's no peace. Thank you, my brothers, for that. Thank you.